Thank you for listening to this message from the Pentecostals.
He's worthy. He is worthy. He thought that of you. He thought that of me. I'm grateful. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? His mercy, His grace, we cannot measure. So thankful. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Welcome you to the Pentecostals of Titusville. My name's Jody Wells. I'm the senior pastor here. If it is your first time with us, we are honored that you are with us today. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be with us. And we count that a privilege. And we want you to feel welcome. If there's anything that we can do, our guest team, our in-reach team, anything that we can do to serve you while you're here, you let us know. And we will get right on it. I am very grateful. I wonder if you would help me in welcoming first-time guests. Kevin, Michael, Diane, Luis. Well, actually, Luis isn't brand new, but it's good to have him back. We welcome you guys. Put your hands together and welcome these folks to the Pentecostals. Luis, back from Puerto Rico. We're glad you're back, man. Welcome home. We're glad that you're here. And if you are a first-time guest, I would like an opportunity, my wife and I, to greet you personally and our kids. Over in the welcome room, if you look over to your far left, there's an exit door. Just hit that door and take a right, and we'll be sitting right in that room immediately following service just to shake your hand and to let you know we are grateful you're here. We won't keep you long. You won't miss lunch. And we just wanted to make sure that you know how glad we are that you're here. We also have, and the elders recognize this name and these names, and we're really, really privileged to have with us not only guests, but missionary workers, not only here in North America, but around the world in several locations with the HELPS organization. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a minute, but it's good to have Chuck and Connie Coggins. Would you guys stand here? We honor them. Amen. Thank you. They may be coming to us by way of Oklahoma, but let me tell you a little bit. Peru, India, Kenya, Rwanda, Jamaica, Romania. And so the HELPS ministry is health, education, leadership, and planning. The secular realm would call you guys a humanitarian organization. But the truth of the matter is they come in with those things and the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, which makes us brethren when we are born of the Spirit and we have a family kindred. And we connected with the Coggins, really, through a connection through Darwin Vaughn. They had some property exchange here over off of Park Avenue. And would you know it that they feel, and we do, that there might be an opportunity for us to work on that property to reach the lost in the community surrounding this church. And we're just honored to even have that opportunity. And so we're looking forward to breaking bread with them after service and partnering with them here locally and abroad. We're really, really honored to have you guys. Chuck, Connie, we welcome you on behalf of my wife and family, but most importantly, the church. And so we look forward to worshiping with you the remainder of this service. We know our home folks will make you feel at home. And so we're really glad. They're involved with feeding programs, financial aid for all orphans, educational scholarships, medical supplies and equipment, leadership training and seminars in all these locations I've mentioned and others that I haven't mentioned. So it's an honor to have them with us today. Can I get an amen from the church? Are you ready for the Word of God? If you have your Bibles, would you open to the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 35? You will pardon me this morning. My homiletics will go lacking. The structure of sermonizing will be missing. But I can promise you the Word of God will be delivered. It is more important that you hear the Word of God than my words anyway. Amen? the word of God that builds faith. If you came into this house with doubt, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? That is a summary, concise, concentrated version from the book of Romans, but it is true nonetheless. It is only the word of God that will put faith where there was none before. So if you came in here with doubt, that's about to change, not because of me, but because of God's word. Amen? Also, the word of God transforms the heart and the mind. It can do things that no one else and no thing else can do. The word of God is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's quick, which doesn't mean it's just fast. It means it's alive. How many of you know the word of God is alive? So I'm praying and trusting that God's word will indeed do a living work in you today. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said. I like how Luke and the writing of Acts and the apostle in the quoting is quoting Jesus, how Jesus said, it is more blessed, finish it. It is more blessed. Y'all are like, oh, Lord, he's getting ready to take another offering. No, see, this is the problem. We only think the giving we do is money. Now, some of y'all need to think that you do give money, but there are plenty of others. There are plenty of others that that they think that's all they give. And the Lord is calling us to something deeper today. He's calling us to something deeper. I'd also like, if you would, please go to Matthew 10 and 8. These will be our opening text, and I'll let you be seated. Never fear. Matthew 10 and 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received. I don't see anything about money in that passage. Very interesting that he would say in the context of healing the sick that I have received healing. In the context of cleansing lepers, I have been cleansed of the leprosy of sin. In the context of raising the dead, I went to the cross in death in repentance. I went to the tomb in burial, also death. But there was a resurrection to new life that raises up the dead. Dare I say, cast out devils? It's only that poor slob across the street that has a devil in his life. I don't want you to say it out loud. I don't want anybody here embarrassed or talking out of turn with one another. But let's face it. Every one of us in this life have been trailed, hunted, and dogged by the enemy. And so when he says, you need to go heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Why? Because I did it for you. You've received it. Now freely give it. If you believe that word, clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We receive it right now without fear and without favor. We deliver it without fear and favor. We ask that you would make us not only hearers, but also doers of your word. We thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I love Christian music. Of course, I love just about every genre of music. I'm not very picky on different styles. There are some styles that I like less than others. But I'm very eclectic in my musical taste. And I enjoy pretty much anything that's done skillful and requires a gifting. I can listen to it and enjoy it. But Christian music, and more particularly what we call worship music, which is a subset of Christian music. When you get into your car and you hit the stations and you start hitting your pre-programs, you've got your Christian stations that have what they call positive hits. And that's fine. Better than negative hits. And that is a format of music. It's a positive hits format. It's made for people driving their kids to school in the morning, going on their way to work, help them.